I gripped my arms around his neck a little tighter. How did I ever get so lucky? He chuckles into my neck, his thumb running along the bare skin between my shirt and my shorts. I'm the lucky one. I can't believe I almost gave you up. I can't believe I almost let you go. I draw back from our embrace and press my hand on his cheek. Just noise, right? He smiles. That light up my heart one that says all we need in this world is us. Noise. Now let me distract you. His tongue slides up my neck until his teeth latch onto my earlobe. Let's make some noise of our own. I giggle and feel his hardness under my ass. That was cheesy. His hands run up my back, pulling me closer. You telling me my lines are shit? His mouth casts open kisses along my neck, and he arches me to expose my chest. Just when the fabric of my shirt stops him, his hand slides along my waist to flick a button on my shirt open. I love your lines.
There's the right answer.
Another button releases, then another. Out here, though? I look behind us, wondering when a Bailey sibling may surprise us.
After you said my lines suck? I have to prove myself.
He pats my ass to get up and I rise to my feet, missing him immediately. But before I can fully miss him, his fingers flick the button of my shorts and he lowers the zipper.
My favorite color, he says,
sliding them down my legs and leaning forward to press a kiss right between my legs. Austin, I sigh. His hands move up and he undoes my shirt one button at a time, blindly moving it off my shoulders as his lips kiss all over my stomach.
Can't wait until you have my baby in here.
My heart grows wings with his words. Austin isn't shy about wanting us to start a family right away. I'm sure part of it is due to losing his parents at such a young age. When Callista, his niece, made a surprise appearance, it only spurred him further to want a little Bailey of his own. Once Dion was born, even more so.
Let's practice.
He stares up at me with hope in his eyes. This has been another merry-go-round conversation the past few months. Okay, I agree, just wanting to be close to him. Besides, it's less than a week until we're married. I went off the pill 6 months ago due to my age and the chance for blood clots, but we've been using condoms, much to Austin's dislike. But I refuse to be standing at the altar with a burgeoning belly under my wedding gown.
Really?
The smile that transforms his face is nothing short of magical. I'd have 10 of his babies if I got that look every time. Really? I say, and lean in for a quick kiss. He leans back, pulls his track shorts down.
Well then,
Austin, he laughs, pulling me so that I'm straddling him, and his hard length is pressed to my center.
I'm kidding. Come here.
Our lips meet, his tongue sliding into my mouth. I could kiss this man every minute of every day for the rest of my life. His fingers graze down my ribs and slide into my panties, pushing them to the side so he can enter me. The ache between my legs grows with each second that passes.
Geez, seriously, you two. Aren't you supposed to be over this by now and be like an old married couple?
Phoenix,
Austin yells, positioning me away from her, but there's no hiding anything.
I'm home.
Her laugh trails off inside the house when she leaves the sliding glass door.
Miles, get off Daisy. You're as bad as your owners.
Austin hovers over me.
1 week and they're all going away, right?
I smile up at him. Please, we both know that's not the truth. His head falls to my chest and he sucks one of my nipples into his mouth through my bra. Let's go see why she's here 3 days early. I wiggle under him and he climbs off me, pulling up his pants and picking up my shirt and shorts.
Sometimes I hate my big family, he says.
Aw, you know that's a lie.
And don't worry, we can have wild sex later. We walk into the house to find 5 suitcases by the stairway. Turning to one another, we share a look of bewilderment.
Or not?
I raise an eyebrow. Phoenix is sitting on the couch, her head buried in her phone. Phoenix? I ask.
So, LA isn't panning out.
Austin's head falls back and he sighs. Looks like we have a new roommate for a while.